Get tuned into the Dave and Ness Show here on the number one station.
You're tuned in to the Dave and Ness Show only on XFM.
Hello, back here, everybody. Welcome to the Dave Nash Show. Yeah, today Mr. Dave couldn't make it again. Yeah, he owes us biltong. It's fine. Gonna make him buy me biltong. And the listeners, yeah, you know, we're in this together. And we got a guest presenter. Can you please, please introduce yourself? You see, she even asked me what's her name. Please introduce yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Sandra and I'll be joining Nash on the David Nash Show.
Oh, okay. So we got Sandra in the house, busy, yeah, interestingly laughing here. Yeah. So we're gonna be talking about interesting stuff today with Sandra. Yeah. She's gonna know the David Nash Show. Yeah. You know, there's too much info talk. There's too much energy. Even in the laugh and the smiling. Yeah. Random jokes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have random jokes. Plus, we're gonna be adding more words in the dictionary, you know? Yeah, when there's gonna be moments when those words are gonna come out. And then you can express yourself.
Yeah, I hope they're not difficult words, right?
No. You see, it's just gonna be a twist of the tongue, you see? Yeah.
Okay.
Those ones. Yeah. Okay. Those ones. But today we're gonna be talking about understanding.
What about understanding?
Understanding. Understanding about understanding.
You can just say understanding. Understanding about what?
Understanding itself. Yeah.
Okay.
But obviously, you know, with understanding, you need knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need information in order for understanding to be there. So we're going to be talking about understanding. So the topic for today is understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope Miss Sandra has a lot of understanding.
Hey, I hope so too.
to offer us. But before we get into everything, you know, yeah, we always give you something that's awesome. Yeah, we come in, we introduce the topic, we introduce ourselves, and yeah, something that's different. Don't forget to catch us on the Facebook pages at ActiveFM777, yeah, and Instagram at ActiveFM777. I almost said that stuff again. Yeah, you see, they're starting, eh? They're starting, yeah. Dictionary is gonna get full. But yeah, you can catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Twitter at ActiveFM777. And don't forget the website itself, www.activefm.co.za, for you, ZA, we in SA. Yes, ZA. Yeah. Now you understand, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, before we get into anything that's juicy and awesome and amazing, we're going to give you something that's awesome. Going to go for a short break. Yeah.
Thank you very much. You guys are listening to the hottest radio station ever, playing the hottest music. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, we're back here on the Dave and Nash Show.
The Dave and Sandra Show. No. I mean the Nash and Sandra Show.
The Nash and Sandra.
Yeah, Nash and Sandra.
You see, for today, it's the Nash and Sandra Show.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Dave is not here. Could have been the Nash, Dave and Nash. Yeah. That one. Yeah, you heard it. You see, I told you it's coming. Yeah, instant comedy. Yeah. Could have been the Nash, Dave and Sandra.
Yeah.
Show.
But today it's the
Nash and Sandra Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the Nash, Dave and Nash Show. Yeah. So that's next one. In fact, I think I should also invite the guest speaker who's Nash, yeah, got the same name as me. Then, yeah, you see, then you can be the Nash, Dave, and Nash Show. Yeah, so it's gonna be Nash, DJ Nave, and then Dave, DJ Dash, and then Nash, whoever that, yeah, his name is gonna be nickname. Gonna give him his own nickname. But yeah, today is the Nash and Sandra Show, and I'm gonna give you some news updates, but it's gonna be about Sandra's life, not my life.
Next. No, it's about his life.
It's about Sandra's life, yeah. So today it's going to be about Sandra's life, you see. Me, I'm just going to be there in the background, ne? I'm not going to say anything, ne? Just
what about after my this, life, ne? Though?
You're going to tell us how your day was, what happened, you see, this whole entire year. In fact, you're going to give us a brief explanation of the news update concerning your life, you see. Like this past week, ne? Up to today.
Okay.
Yeah, so please give us the news update of your life.
Okay, so I'll start with my day. Today my day was awesome. No, actually my day is still awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest of the week. Yeah. It was cool. Not that bad. Eh?
Okay. Ha, I see. Okay, yeah, she was like shivering, you see. Don't shake, why are you shivering?
I'm not shivering.
She's shivering. Yay. You see, she's shivering even when she's laughing. It's like so interesting. Okay, you see? But besides that, yeah, you see, DJ Nave. Yeah, you see DJ Nave, which is Nash, yeah. The live was interesting, yeah, you know. Like, yo, last week was very interesting, you see.
What was interesting about it?
I woke up. I ate.
Mm-hmm.
I slept. And then I woke up again. Then I ate. And then I slept.
Okay, so that's what's interesting.
Wake up, eat, sleep. Yo, that's interesting, eh? Huh? Do you know how many people out there actually want that lifestyle? Wake up, eat, sleep, wake up, eat, sleep.
That's a boring lifestyle, man.
What do you mean that's a boring lifestyle?
It is a boring lifestyle.
Hey, food is life, eh? And then you gotta add
it's
the
life.
Style.
Food is life.
Yeah, and then you gotta add the style, which is the sleeping, you see, and waking up. So now you got a life style. So food style, yeah.
That's boring, man. That's boring.
Why is it boring?
Because you're not doing anything productive. You have to do something productive with your day.
Do you know how much energy does it take to eat food? That is productive. Productivity. Yay.
Anyway, let's just go to the topic.
Okay, but besides that, yeah, you know, we've had an interesting weather. You know, our weather here is very interesting, eh? We're in the south. Johannesburg, yeah. Gauteng, South Africa. Africa, yeah. So that's where you find us if you want to come and visit us. Just come to the south, yeah. Of Gauteng, yeah, Johannesburg and all that stuff. Yeah. But besides that, we've had interesting weather. You know, the weather here changes when it wants, however it wants. Next thing it's raining, yeah, and then after that it's
hot.
Yeah, and then it's cold, and then you're like wondering, okay, should I take a jersey? Not take a jersey. You take a jersey, and then you're like getting fried inside that jersey. Yo, and you don't take a jersey, then you're like freezing without a jersey. And then you decide not to take an umbrella. Yeah, and then you take a free shower. But if you take an umbrella, next thing it's hot. Yeah, you see, so you
yeah,
like
but
understand.
An umbrella also works with like a hot weather.
No.
It does.
Umbrellas for people who want to get light, you know, in the sun. You want to get lighter.
Yeah,
see,
so it helps.
No, it's fine. You see, some of us, ne, we naturally light, ne.
Ooh,
so we
don't want to add light.
Okay, yeah, something like that. But it's cool. It's cool. But yeah, so that's what we're experiencing here, ne? We're experiencing a weather that's very interesting. It's confused.
Yeah, it's got really colors. Interesting.
Except Cape Town, that side, yeah, you know, like the drought day is interesting. they're like, yo, they wish they were here. Some of us, no, I don't wish I was in Cape Town. Hey, then there's no food.
You wouldn't bat.
Yo! What do you mean I wouldn't bat?
Because there's drought, you have to save water.
I'll go swim.
You go swim?
Yeah.
But there's drought, so you know how to waste water.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah, it's understandable. Yeah. But yeah, in Cape Town, they're experiencing a drought there, so it's like really interesting. I'm gonna pray for them, keep on praying for them.
Yeah.
They need to get rain. Yeah, they'll get rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like interesting. But yeah, that was like a short session of news update. And then, yeah, obviously, you know how we do it. We're gonna give you the news, and then after the news, we introduce two songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna go for a short break, ne? Then after that short break, we're gonna come back. Then we're gonna introduce the songs. And then we're gonna go for another break. Then we'll come back and then we're gonna talk about the topic.
Yeah.
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 So right now, yeah, enjoy this short break and yeah, stay tuned in.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Hello, back. Yeah, we're back. I told you that was a short break.
Come on, man. You should look for another entrance, you know. Then, hello, back. You've been saying hello.
Sandra, we're back. Yeah. You said I must look for a new coming in. Yeah, so that was a new coming in. What do you have to say about that?
Okay, that was cool because it's my name in there.
Oh, okay. Nash, we're back. Yeah, there. How was okay. that one? Yeah.
It was also cool.
Why?
Because it's Nash.
Okay, I was waiting for that. But yeah, we're back. But it's not back for the topic, you know. Like we said in the previous session, we're going to come back for an introduction of two songs, which is amazing. So, Miss Sandra, can you please explain to us why Christ music is hot music?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I have a lot to say, actually. So, Christ music is hot music because with a lot of Christ music, you get comfort.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, when you're feeling sad, yeah, there are Christ music you can listen to that can make you feel happy when you're depressed. Yeah.
Okay, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's something that I tell the people, you see. When you listen to those other songs like Eminem, you come out of there depressed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to keep bleeding. Yeah. You see, that's what I was saying. So, like me, I used to listen to Eminem and all those other people. Yeah. And guess what? You listen to the song, you fine. And then guess what? By the end of the song, suddenly you hate people, like you wanna murder them. I don't know for what reason they didn't do anything to you. You know.
Yeah.
But Christ music, you listen to it, there's a message, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come out of there smiling. Next thing you're laughing alone. And people don't know why you're laughing alone. And then they're like, what's going on with you? And then you're like, I'm listening to Christ music. It's hot music.
Yeah, it's hot. You
should also listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Miss Sandra, would you recommend Christ music to the people?
Yeah, I would recommend Christ music to everybody. Especially the teens, because they're the people that face challenges. Let me say more challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, than the adults.
Yeah.
Because they can't control their emotions, you know, what they feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting stuff, awesome stuff, yo. So we're gonna go for a music break.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go for two songs and something special for you guys. And yeah, stay tuned in on the Dave and Nash show.
The Nash and Sandra show.
I'm gonna say the Dave and Sandra. Yeah. See the same thing that you did also.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nash and Sandra show for today. Yeah.
Yeah.
So stay tuned in. Enjoy the music.
next to me. I was so blue, he was so happy. He reminded me of you.
Waiting for that. In fact, I was gonna say it, but I was like, okay, don't say it. Let's see if she's gonna do it. Yeah, but she did it.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, but you came in the same way that I came in the other time.
But it's different because it's a girl's voice.
Oh.
It sounds more cooler than.
Oh, okay. So what if I had to change my voice to sound like a female? Then what?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's
different.
So fake.
It's different. Oh, it's fake now. Okay, it's fake. It's cool. We're back here on the Nation Sandra show for the day. Yeah. With the yeah.
The yeah.
Okay. So, can the audience still remember what we're talking about? The topic? Can you hear them?
No, can you hear them?
I can hear them, man. Can you hear them? They're like speaking right there. Like listening. Yo, you see? One of them said something. Did you hear that? Woo! Just like... Yeah. It's like so quiet. Yeah. It's like awesome. I know. But they still do remember what we're going to be talking about, which is knowledge.
And understanding.
Yeah.
It's
like really awesome. So, Miss Sandra.
Yes.
You know, towards understanding, eh? You got like different types of areas, yeah, when it comes to understanding and all those stuff.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, want one side of it, which is the spiritual side of understanding.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you have to say?
Well, with spiritual understanding, well, I feel like when you understand the word of God, you are able to, apply it, and you're able to visualize, to tell more people about the word of God.
Yeah,
and you grow within yourself when you understand the word of God, you know.
Yeah, which is interesting, you know. Yeah, when you read in the Bible, you know, when it speaks about the time when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, it was like interesting because when he spoke to his disciples, the people were there, like there was a huge crowd and everyone was like there, but not everyone understood. They just heard.
So they were under the parable.
Yeah, they were under the parable. Yeah, through that, they were under the parable. But, yeah, that's why he spoke in parables. Yeah. He spoke in parables so that they can be under the parable and not understand what's going on.
Okay, so why did he speak in parables? Can you tell us that, Nesh?
Okay, so the reason why Jesus spoke in parables is simple. It's basically what he said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 14. Where, okay, his disciples came to him and asked him, "Teacher, why do you speak in parables?" And you know what he said?
What he said is,
he speaks in parables so that people may not understand what he's saying. Because the secrets of the kingdom are revealed to the children of God. So if you're a child, obviously, the secrets of the house, you know them. You know, I take it back to my house, for example. So everything that happens in my house, I know about it. People who are outside my house, they don't know what happens in my house. Unless we tell them.
Yeah, true.
So if we speaking about something that happened yesterday in my house, you're probably going to have no clue what's going on. Probably you're going to hear, yo, and then the pot flew. Yo, blah, blah. Hey, guess what? And then the pen broke on this person. And what? You're going to be lost. Why? Because you are not there. You don't understand. Okay, what are these two people talking about?
Yeah, true.
Or maybe, you know how people can speak in metaphors? Yeah, in metaphors, right? Like they speaking, yeah, in metaphors. You know, they're speaking about someone, but they're talking about someone using teams. Like, what? Okay, Real Madrid. They're speaking about Real Madrid, but guess what? That Real Madrid is a person. So you, when you come, like, Real Madrid, yo, Real Madrid is dead. And then you come there, you're thinking about Real Madrid, the team. And then you get in, guess what? You're going to be lost. They're going to laugh at you. You know why? Because they think you like, okay, you think they're speaking about Real Madrid, yeah, the team. Yeah, yeah. But guess what? They're not speaking about Real Madrid, the team. They're speaking about a person.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual understanding.
Yeah.
So what's the next one?
Okay, so before we get to the next one, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I just want the people to understand. You know, yeah, we're speaking about understanding.
Yes.
I want them to understand. You know, spiritually, when it comes to spiritual understanding, something that's awesome is the spirit affects the physical. Something that I've noticed. So everything that happens in the spiritual world, like Christ said, what happens in the spiritual happens in the physical. So if two or more gather in his name and they agree in his name, it is agreed. They in the spiritual, yes, he is there.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ask for something, he already gave it to them in the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gave it to them in the spiritual, guess what? They've received it in the physical. All they need to do is be patient. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? They're gonna get it. Takes me to the time when I was still young. I asked God for a PlayStation, you know. Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's like funny. But guess what? I asked him for a PlayStation. And I wasn't specific. It's like, God, give me a PlayStation. Hey, I prayed for it. And guess what? I got it in the spirit. But mm-hmm. guess what? In the spirit, I got a PlayStation without a cable, without games. It's just a PlayStation. And guess what? It came in the physical. And guess what? It didn't have a controller. Didn't have games. Didn't have a memory card. That's just a PlayStation. Then I'm like, God. I asked for a PlayStation, you gave me. But look, the one that you gave me. And then I was complaining. But
yeah.
I didn't realize. I had to be specific.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything that happens in the spiritual affects the physical. So if you understand the spiritual stuff, I'm telling you, the physical, you are flying. See? Like,
yeah.
Flying.
You're gonna be driving. Money.
Yeah, rolling money. Oh, okay. So, like, the spiritual money.
Yeah, spiritual money.
What do you think it looks like?
It looks like money.
Oh, so spiritual money looks like money. Does it have a texture or a color?
Obviously, it has color.
Hey, there's color in the spirit. Yo.
The spirit has everything.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, though. Eh? It's true. Okay. So, the next one we're going to look at is physical understanding. Now, I know everything that happens in the spiritual affects the physical. But when you look at the physical understanding, what can you say when it comes to... Let's take it to our time. Would you say people actually communicate effectively and actually understand each other effectively in our time?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
What do you mean why? Why do you say they do understand each other and they communicate effectively?
Because they understand each other.
Okay, so I had an incident where I said something, but someone didn't understand what I was saying.
Oh, what were you saying?
So, I asked them to do something for me.
What was that?
Okay, so there was a task that I was given to do. And then I asked them to do the task for me. But then, because they didn't understand what I was talking about, they did the wrong stuff.
They didn't understand the task.
You see?
Oh, okay.
The way I wanted it done.
Oh, okay.
So they understood, okay, this is the task that's given to me, and this is what he's giving me. But now he wants it done. So I explained it how I want it done. But they didn't do it how I wanted it done, because they didn't understand how it was supposed to be done.
Okay.
And as a result, the person didn't do it the way I wanted it.
Which means you did not explain to him proper. To him or her.
No, but still, it goes back to understanding.
Yeah, but you can't expect me to understand if you did not explain proper.
But I don't know that you don't understand if I explained it to you and you don't tell me that you didn't understand.
Okay, so that person didn't tell you that he didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't tell me that they didn't understand.
Oh, okay.
So that is a lack of understanding and communicating.
Yeah, it's lack of communication.
Not communication from my side. Me, I communicated. Mm-hmm. I spoke my heart, but the person didn't receive it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, can't say that that person was effective in understanding.
But you could have asked the person a second time. Did you understand?
How do you ask a person second time if they're busy nodding and they're like, yeah, sharp, yeah, cool, yeah, I get it, yeah. And all the stuff. It's like I take a glass and then I put it in front of them. One person is gonna say it's half empty, the other person is gonna say it's half full. So who's right?
Okay, they both right.
They both right. But it's the same thing. So how do people get to different outcomes?
Okay.
You see,
okay.
It's their understanding. One person understood it one way and the other one understood it the other way.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, they both right. They are both right. But it's different understanding, you see.
Okay.
So same thing, you give someone a task. This person understands it the other direction, you know? Like, okay, like this. This is how it's supposed to be done. But if you give the same task to another person's going to have a different outcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So understanding, is it a problem?
It's not really a problem.
Why?
It's not.
Why?
Because in order for you to understand something, you need someone to explain it well. You see? So,
okay.
Yeah. So you need to explain something well for someone to understand.
Mm.
So understanding is not a problem.
Okay. So what's the problem?
The problem is the person who explains.
Yay! All of these past years, they had school. Now I see who's the problem. The problem
the
was
teacher.
The teacher. Oh, man. The problem is not the teacher.
The problem is the student.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The student that's receiving it is the problem.
Yeah, because the student didn't ask questions. That's why the student did not understand.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what's the secret to understanding?
Okay, the secret to understanding is asking. You should ask if you did not understand.
So you think the secret of understanding is asking?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's one of them. Mm-hmm. But you think there's other secrets?
Like what? No.
No.
Besides asking, I don't know.
I think maybe also doing.
Doing.
The more you do something, the more you understand it.
Yeah. It works with some things, but yeah, with some things, no.
What do you mean, like what?
You can just do something you don't know and expect to understand it.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah.
But still, me want to understand. Now I want to understand.
Understand what?
I'm not understanding. Now make me understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said it works with some things and then some things it doesn't. So what doesn't it work with?
I can't think of an example now, but yeah.
Okay, so we'll keep it like that. Yeah. Confused, yeah. I'm confused, ne? I don't understand. So hopefully I'm gonna understand.
Yeah, you will.
Okay, so in this case, who's the problem? Is it you or me?
The problem is you.
But you're the one that told me.
Okay. The problem is you.
Okay. The audience heard it. Let's say the problem is me. So every single student, now you know the problem is you. It's not the teacher.
Yeah. But sometimes also the teacher is the problem.
Okay, why is the teacher the problem?
Because they don't explain things proper.
Okay, so understanding also is linked to explaining. That's another.
Yes. So that's another part of it.
Okay. So in order for you to understand, you gotta yeah, explain properly. But now, what if the person who's explaining understood it in a different way?
I don't know. So, well, you ask the person what he or she means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can understand what that person means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ne? I was gonna ask a question.
What question?
But this question is like really interesting. Eh?
Everything is interesting with you.
Yeah, it is, eh? But this question is like very, very interesting.
Okay.
So, the color black.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it black? Okay, so we understand that black is black. we understand black is black, right?
Yeah.
But now, why is it black?
Because it's black.
Okay, someone taught us that it was black. But what if their understanding wasn't right? And then they say it's black, but it's not black because they didn't understand.
So what is it then if it's not black?
What if it's white?
How can it be white because it's black?
But someone said it was black. What if their understanding was not accurate? And the person that taught them that, yeah, it's black, their understanding also was corrupt, you see.
That I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I still think there's different sides to understanding, eh? So there's the right side of understanding and the wrong side of understanding, you know. Just like there's good and bad,
yeah.
You know. Same thing with understanding. There's the good side of understanding. Then there's the bad side of understanding. So you never know if black is on the bad side of understanding. Yeah, I'm not saying black is not black. Hey, just now you're gonna say, hey, Nesh said that black is not black. Hey, no.
Yeah, black is black.
Yeah, maybe. Never know.
Nesh says maybe.
Yeah, I never said it's not. I said maybe. Maybe can mean yes. Can also mean no.
Okay.
So you decide which one is it. So yeah, some of you people right now, you think maybe means no. No, maybe it doesn't mean no. It can mean no. So I didn't say no. But yeah, that was interesting. Spoke about the spiritual side of understanding and what understanding is linked to. And then we're going to come back for more.
Ne? Yeah.
Yeah. So Miss Sandra is going to close for us.
All right.
Mm. So may you please close for us. Yeah. Okay, hopefully the audience didn't hear it. If you heard that, ha, must close your ears. But I'm going to close, yeah. It was an amazing session, awesome session. I know you people laughed, yeah, enjoyed it, and it was amazing. Again, like I said, yeah.
Amazing. The Nash Show. No, the Nash and Sandra Show.
Oh, yeah, you see. Yeah, my mind is in different places, you know. Yeah, so it was amazing. Amor, yeah, it was amor.
Yeah,
amor. Yeah, so we're gonna go for another break. Gonna close after that break. Gonna come back and then we're gonna talk about it a little bit more. And then we're gonna close. But yeah, until that session comes back, enjoy the music. And stay tuned in, don't go anywhere. Keep your eyes and ears. Yeah, you gotta keep on watching what you're listening to. Yeah, keep your eyes and ears tuned in. Yeah, and your mind. So stay tuned in. Christ music is hot music. Yeah.
Welcome back, summer, old heart of mine. I thought I lost you when last summer died. And welcome back, summer, there's laughter again. I thought you had left me when tears became red. Summer. drip off the branches that won't let me breathe. Welcome back, summer. I hope you can stay. There's reasons to look for a new start again.
Whether your copy of Active Worship's amazing new album, Ablaze, on iTunes, or on www.activeworship.com.
We have ignition. Strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds.
Let's hit the city ablaze. Ablaze for Jesus.
Yeah, we're back. You heard it. It was inspired by Sandra.
Yeah.
Sandra.
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then Nash. Yeah, that one. It's the one. Yeah, Active FM. You tuned in. You're on the Dave and Nash show with the Dave and Sandra.
With the Nash and Sandra
yeah,
show.
Yeah, see, my mind is gone. Like, my mind is that side there. You gotta understand, yo, this is a mindset, man. It's a mindset that needs to change, you see? Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it
not
gotta
change. Yeah, it's got to change. That's what Sandra said. Yeah. So, the previous session was very interesting. With Black. How do you know Black is Black? But yeah. That one, yeah. It was a communication. Just the communication between the people that taught us. You never know. What if the teachers also? Ha! Okay, this is just a thought that came to my mind. Eh?
Okay.
You never know. It's possible. That teacher hates you so much that she teaches you the wrong stuff.
What do you mean, man? What do you mean?
It's like Black. They taught us that Black is Black.
But Black is Black.
What if that person was angry? And it's like, I'm not sure, Dave. I'm gonna give them the wrong knowledge. And then they're gonna know Black is Black, but Black is not Black. So how do you know?
It's just crazy, man.
Yeah, it's interesting. But communication is very important to understand.
Yeah, communication is important.
So I'm a Sandra.
Yeah.
Would you say you're good? Yeah.
I'm a good communicator.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because when I communicate, people want to communicate back.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. So I say I'm a good communicator, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Ms. Sandra said she's a good communicator because when she communicates, people want to communicate back. So that's awesome. It's actually awesome. People want to listen and respond.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's something that's interesting. You know, I've ran across motivational speeches, you know, and stuff like that. And in order for you to be a good communicator, you need to make sure that people understand you. And it's funny how understanding and communicating, they go along. So in order to be a good communicator, you need to make sure that you understand yourself. You know, you get those people that talk, né? But what they are saying doesn't make sense. And guess what? They are lost. They are selves.
They are lost in their conversation.
Yo. Okay, I've had one of those, eh? Really? I said stuff, and then yo, my brain is like, Nesh, what are you saying? Yo. And then I'm like, lost. Huh? Yeah, so you see, you get those people, né?
Yeah.
But you gotta understand yourself. And then from understanding yourself, you gotta make sure that people understand you.
Yeah, and you need to be a good listener also.
Yeah.
So you can't just communicate whereas you're not a good listener.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, yes. So did you hear what I said? In fact, there's a difference between hearing and listening. What's the difference? You think there's a difference?
No, there's no difference.
Why?
Because between what? Hearing and listening.
Yeah.
Because when you hear, you listen. How?
No, but then you see. Yo, okay, there's an example. You get people. I also have it sometimes, you know. So sometimes I hear and sometimes I listen. You get those people, ne? That... Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between hearing and listening.
What's the difference?
That's why it also affects your communication and understanding. You know, you get people when you say something, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They don't respond, but they heard what you said.
So they're not listening?
No, yeah, they're not listening. They're hearing.
Okay.
Some of them, they don't even hear what you said. They heard your voice, you know, they just heard your voice. Probably like, yeah, Sandra, please go fetch the dustbin. You know what they heard?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so according to Nesh, hearing and listening are two different things.
Yeah, because when you hear sounds and you hear voices.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't hear what the person said.
Okay, so wait, when you're listening, you also hear sounds.
You pay attention. You hear sounds. But by paying attention.
Okay.
See, you pay attention to what the sounds are saying.
Okay, yes. Okay.
And then they say, now you know, Sandra, please go fetch the dustbin, and then you go and fetch it. But when you're hearing, that's a different story. Yeah, that's why you got people who daydream. Sandra, daydreaming. She can hear your voice. Sandra, You know, I've heard those. Yeah, in fact, this other day, my mother went. She was going out for work, ne?
Mm-hmm.
It was while I was still in school. She was going out for work. In fact, it was last year. So it happened to me last year. I was hearing, but I wasn't listening. So she was going out for work, and then it was holiday. So me, I love sleeping, ne?
Mm.
And yo, sleeping is too much, eh? If I can sleep for the whole day, I'll do that, eh?
Hey,
as long as there's food. Ah, it's not lazy. It's fine. It's fine, it's being lazy, but not me. Not in my world.
Okay.
In other people's world. Yeah, you see, also your understanding towards sleeping is different. You see it as being lazy. So, she was telling me, I need to take money and go buy, I think, bread or something. So, yeah, I was still half asleep. Ne? I heard a voice. She said, Nesh, and then I responded, And then I opened my eyes. I looked at her. She was blurry, ne? Mm-hmm. And then she told me I must take the money and then I must go buy bread and whatever. Then she told me, and then guess what? I responded, And then I went back to sleep. When I woke up, guess what? I was recalling what she said. And you know what? I didn't hear. Yeah. I just said, there's the money, go buy. That's
go
all.
Go buy what? You don't
now,
know.
The go buy what? I was trying to recall. Didn't remember anything, and now I'm asking myself, why did she tell me to go buy? Yeah, you see,
okay.
In that situation, I was here, I didn't listen.
Okay, so there is a difference. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference. So if you think there's no difference, I leave your comments below, and I'm sure Miss Sandra is gonna be supporting you here.
Because she says
there's no difference, okay? But yeah, that's her side. But I know you can hear sounds, but not pay attention, and yeah, listening. Listening, you pay attention.
Okay.
That's why you must be a good listener. They didn't say you must be a good hearer. Yeah. You see? They know.
Okay.
They know. Yeah, just saying, eh? Just saying.
Okay.
But in order for you to be a good listener, you need to communicate and understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't just talk, and not understand what you're saying.
Okay. So what are the importance of communicating?
The importance of communicating is to be understood. Yeah. Is that not the importance? It is.
So you understood.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else?
You communicate so that people can understand you, mm-hmm. and so that you can understand people.
Okay.
That's why, yeah, even a leader, you know, when you're a leader and you got influence, you think you're just going to tell people, go do that. Go do that for what?
Okay, so I think the importance of communicating is that you work effectively with other people when you communicate.
You work effectively with other people when you communicate?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's one of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you that one, son. I'm going to give you that one. But still, how are you going to work effectively if they don't understand you? You're going to tell them, take out that car from the garage and guess what? They go and park it. No, is that working effectively?
No, that's why they have to ask, or I have to be specific.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so being specific also is part of it. Ah, it's fine. I get you. So would you say, okay, me, yeah, you said, yeah. But me, in fact, would you say that I'm a good communicator? Don't say no. You're not allowed to say no.
Okay, I would give you a 7 out of 10.
Ah, yeah. What happened to the other 3?
Yeah, because some of the things you say, I clearly do not understand.
The parable. Don't be under the parable.
No, I'm not under the parable, man.
No, you see, Jesus spoke the truth, and guess what?
What?
He spoke in parables so that he can hide the truth.
So you're also speaking in parables so you can hide the truth?
Yeah, you never know. A lot of people, they say, yeah, you speak metaphorically. What's wrong with you? You speak in riddles. You must stop speaking in riddles, eh? I almost said spoke.
Hey, English.
No, it's going in the dictionary, the David Nash dictionary.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Must know. Yes. So, yeah, you know, when I speak in riddles, I'm speaking so you mustn't understand. Okay. I'm hiding the truth.
Okay.
Only the sons and the daughters will know the truth.
No, man, just admit, you're not a great communicator.
No, I'm a very great communicator. Okay, that's why I speak in riddles.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because I speak in riddles. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm a great communicator. So communicating is very important. You know why? So that you can hide the truth. No, not tell lies.
No.
You see, mm-hmm. there's a difference between telling the truth and hiding the truth.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, you see right there. You got it, but you didn't get it. Yeah. So there's another difference, ne? There's a difference between hiding the truth and also telling lies.
Okay.
Hiding the truth is not lying. Yeah.
Okay.
So Jesus didn't lie. He spoke the truth, but he hid it.
Okay.
So I also speak the truth, but I hide it. Yeah. I hide it with metaphors and parables and riddles.
All right.
I hardly speak into parables, but still, yeah, they say that it's parables. So I'm a very great communicator. And those are the traits of a leader. Yes. As a leader, you need to communicate effectively. So if there's leaders out there.
Exactly. Effectively. That's the key.
Effectively, I wasn't done. In riddles. With understanding. Yeah, that's why you need wise people, you see. You need wise people so that they can solve the riddles. Yeah, you see. Correct their brains before they solve their riddles. Yeah. So that we can see what's happening inside that brain. You see? Yeah. So as a leader, gotta speak and communicate effectively. Like Miss Sandra said, effectively.
Yeah, effectively.
So that you can be understood.
Yeah.
And make sure you understand yourself before you go and tell people what you want to tell. Yes, otherwise you go there and then you are in a position where you're like, I need to take notes. Hey, what did I just say? Okay, yeah, guys. No, like I made a mistake, ne? So, yeah, there's been times when I actually said something, ne? And what I said is not what I wanted to say. So in my brain, I was thinking of the opposite of what I said. And then with my mouth, I spoke of the opposite of what I was thinking. And then my brain is like, okay, you just stuffed. Like, you did the wrong stuff. Why did you do that?
Oh, you said the other so you're stuff. Telling me that when you when you're speaking to the audience, you'll be daydreaming.
No, not daydreaming.
So what is it? What is it?
People who they dream don't talk.
They do talk.
It's people who sleep there and then they dreaming of food and talking. Those are the ones that, you're delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, you see. But if you daydreaming, your eyes are open. You're just daydreaming. Yeah.
Mm.
Like just sitting there. You're seeing visions. Yeah, that's daydreaming.
Okay.
You don't see a vision of food and then you're daydreaming. Then you're like, food? No. Who does that? Your conscience, you're going to be like, no, you don't do that. See, but when you're sleeping, you're not in your conscience.
Okay.
So when the mouth does this, when it's talking, you're not aware that it's talking. Same thing with sleepwalking. When you're sleepwalking, you're not aware that you're sleepwalking. You're just going, you're wandering around. Probably in your dreams, you're seeing that amazing Lamborghini. Whoa, wait! Probably running after it. And if you run into the wall, that's when you wake up. Okay, man, this is a dream. And you're wondering, how did I end up there? Which brings a memory. Yeah, you know, like, Saturday time, I was sleeping with my cousin. It was before, yeah, in fact, it was in my primary years. So I'm sleeping with my cousin. Then I was dreaming. And then guess what? While I was dreaming, my body was doing the reactions. And then I woke up on the floor. I fell, and then I woke up on the floor. I went back on the bed. But you know what's funny? I don't remember doing all of those stuff. In the morning when
but
I woke up.
You saw yourself on the floor.
Yeah. And then my cousin told me, hey man, you fell down, you stood up, you came, and then you slept.
I'm sure that's so embarrassing.
In my brain, I'm like, you're talking twack. I woke up on the bed. Can't tell me I fell. But that's what I experienced. See?
Yeah.
Now, even in that, he was telling me, you had to communicate effectively.
Yeah.
You had to say you fell down, you're not conscious, and then you woke up, and then you came on the bed, and then you slept. Not you fell down, and then you came on the bed. Yeah. Like, what you talking about, man? You know? Yeah. So, have you ever had those days when you had a miscommunication?
No.
Ah!
I can't recall.
So Miss Sandra here has had an interesting, awesome life, eh?
Yeah.
Without no miscommunication, she can't recall. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't recall.
Oh, so you've never told someone something else when you're supposed to tell them something else?
Can't remember. I don't remember.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, because the audience are listening. Okay. I see. It's fine. It's fine. We're gonna give her grace for today. Nah, I'm gonna give you grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because we're gonna give you grace, nah, you're gonna close for us. And then your brain is doing other stuff. It's cool. I'm gonna close.
Yeah, close for
so,
us.
So, yeah, you know, we've had an awesome session, awesome show with Miss Sandra inside here.
Yeah.
She's killing it for us.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
She's killing it. Yeah. But it has been amazing. It was awesome. We appreciate the fact that you are listening to this and you tuned in. And yeah, you know, just like the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then leave your comments below. Yes. Yeah, from above, below, you know. And don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter at ActiveFM777, Facebook ActiveFM777, and the website itself, obviously, www.activefm.co.za. And leave your comments behind, and yeah, we want to hear from you. Till next time, you know, this is me signing out. To Lulu, I don't know how Miss Sandra's gonna sign out. How are you gonna sign out?
This is Sandra signing out. To Lulu.
Okay, yeah, there's Kazozo there. Okay, there's Mfuto, too much energy. That's what it means. Eh? Kazozo means energy. But yeah, this is us signing out until next time. Hopefully, someone else is gonna be here, or Miss Sandra, yeah, or Dave. You never know.
Yeah,
so
we never
there's
know.
Gonna be surprises. But till next time, yeah, we're gonna see you.
Active FM. Christ music is heart music. One, four, seven, trigger.
happy blood spraying. Mama crying out, daughter gone, life's vacant. Who the scene a drain that with your mean is out taking. G-A-R-I, double S and A when my tongue loud. C-H-I-R-A S-E with that H-O-P-E. Cause we bleed on this. A-C-T, we pray on this. Living with a hope and a faith on this. Peace, cause we aim on it. Christ is the king. Boy, on why?
The only time that we rebel, when it comes to hate, yeah, we fighting. Ain't talking no red devils, but we steady united. No competition, we are one. Africans, yeah, we stand out. When I ask us, when I share your love, come on, hand out. Stand back, we say never. We gon' do this forever. The only thing I care about is the love I got for my brother. I pledge allegiance to bring the truth on the mic call. My little piece of puzzle, I'm offering, come on, bike call.
Mama, Africa is so mone, Buka mama is so mone.
Uliza, wapi kuna salama. Kila kukicha, vingi visa, mapigano na vita. Da, kina mama na watoto wamekuwa kimbizi kutowana tabika. Uchua madaraka viongozi wanasababisha kutokea vita. Vita, uchumi kushuka na kupoteza maisha madhara ya vita. Wacha taa iwe nuru Afrika, tuungane kwa pamoja na tukomeshe vita. Chumi na mali kuja, maziwa milima ni raha aswa. Napenda tutambue kwamba sisi ni wamoja na tukomeshe vita.
Damu ni zito, kuliko mafuriko. Kuliko mchanganyiko wa bahari zote na mito. Kuliko dambi zetu zote mzigo mzito. Kilicho sababisha azibebe ni penzi lake zaidi ya wito. Kile kilicho fanya tusipendane sisi kwa sisi ni kipi hicho, huh? Kuwezi tofautisha rangi zetu kwa hili jicho. Tumetawaliwa na tama, kiu ya damu tafuta kikito. Damu ya Yesu ikutakase, epuka ghadhabu itikia wito.
Mama Africa iso mone, Buka mama iso mone.
Of depravity, the problems of the world engineered social tragedies, wrath, greed, sloth, anger, lust, envy, and gluttony. If love is the answer, question is, what is the strategy? The world talks about it, but it's superficial. Half the time, it's for the fame and glory, sparkle, shiny pixel. A lot is said, but only one made it official. Hung on a tree, only cause love is love, sacrificial.
Different colors, same people, different countries. Some have some fi eat, while some are hungry. None fi see, no air fi sleep. Stuck in a shanty, Jaja still love us the same. We like food and pantry.
I said my prayer. My mind them confused, get to you them right there. Telling them fi kill each other anyhow, where. We are one, any place and anywhere, yeah.
Mama Africa is so mone, Buka mama is so mone. Inkanda yobe ya vita, inkanda yobe ya shupa.
I almost want to stay here forever, cause here I feel like I belong. But nothing in this world lasts forever. And there are times that I am asking why we have to say goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, it's hard to go like a man setting out from his home. I love these people that I've come to know, but still it's hard to go. It's like a ride down a mountain. You never get to stop and press rewind, 'cause life just keeps going on. You never get to come back to where you are now. Savor every moment, the clock is ticking out. Just keep going through the unknowing. Still, I don't want to go. It's hard to go like a man setting out from sweet home. I love these people that I've come to know, but still it's hard to go. Oh, oh. But here I go, and I know that this isn't God's plan. Where I should be is right where. Don't forget me, I won't forget you. I love our memories together.